Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you remember the day? Back in the day? If Jason Matheson is listening, I know he does, because Dallas was his favorite show as a kid. They made us wait all summer to find out who shot JR. They even had T-shirts. I don't know if y'all remember it. I was in Texas, and baby, we were all wearing the Who Shot JR T-shirts. We could not wait until the season premiere to find out who pulled the trigger. Nowadays, as soon as an episode is over, especially if you're watching a streaming service, the new one plays right away. And it has completely changed the game of television and sitcoms and scripted shows. And so I'm talking to my BFF, my new BFF from Variety, because, you know, I'm like way on the inside track right now. Michael Schneider is joining me on the Shaletta Show. Do you remember that? They made us wait all freaking summer, and everybody was talking about it. They had their theories. Oh, man, it was Larry Hagman. They wouldn't even let him go outside to buy groceries that summer because they didn't want anybody to... to see him walking around alive, because as far as, you know, we were concerned, he may be dead.
Yeah, yeah. And don't you kind of miss that? I mean, I think that's one of the things that we miss now that everyone can kind of binge everything at once, is that there's not that moment where everyone's sort of obsessing over something, because you click the next episode and you find out what happened. And everyone's watching at different times, so they're not really on the same page, so they're not all talking about it at once. I do feel like we have lost a little something in that communal,
that sense of community. Yes. And do you remember when, God bless, rest his soul, Chadwick Boseman died, ABC put on Black Panther so that everybody could watch it at the same time? And I remember everyone was on Twitter, especially Black Twitter, and we were all just kind of going back and forth about the scenes and even some of the actors and actresses and extras and, you know, folks who were working behind the scenes were all on Twitter, and they were posting, you know, kind of tidbits and factoids. And we did, yes, that sense of community. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's exciting when you still have that. And that's where live TV actually is still good, because you have to watch live TV live. But there aren't that many shows that are like that anymore. And yeah, so it's just different how we watch TV now. It's so quick how it all changed, how we now binge TV as opposed to watching it week to week.
When did it happen? Because it seemed like it was overnight. I remember my husband like had surgery, and so we were like trapped in the room together, and all of a sudden we watched Luke Cage, and the first episode came on, and, you know, I was getting ready to go downstairs, and the next thing I know, another episode came on, and before you know it, we had been in the room for 4 hours, and the kids were hungry, none of the laundry got done. We watched the whole season.
Yeah, it was around that time, like when Netflix really got into original shows, around 2014, 2015, that things flipped, and then people realized, like, Netflix is the way to go. And you know, Netflix has not only new shows, but they have all the library of shows that people go back and binge. I'm rewatching Lost right now with my son on Hulu. And now you've got all these new services too. You've got HBO Max, you've got Peacock, the NBC one, you got Disney Plus, you got Apple TV Plus. So yeah, it's now you're spending money. You're not paying for cable anymore, but you're still spending money on all these streaming services.
How has this changed the game for the way we watch TV?
It's just, there's, there's a lot more TV now because you've got all these different services. Plus, you still got the cable networks that are doing original shows. So there's a lot more. So you got to pick and choose. And I think the quality has definitely gone up. You know, that's, you know, a lot of these shows are only 10 episodes, which means they can really focus and do the best 10 episodes possible, as opposed to back in the day when you had 22 episodes and you knew by episode 16 or 17, they were huffing and puffing to the finish line. And some of those episodes, they were just like, we just got to get this done, and they weren't great. But now when you only have 10 episodes, they can all be great. And so the quality has really improved.
But what about the content?
Yeah, and again, it's just there's just more of it. But that's good news. There's more stories. There's more shows. There's more representation. There's more, you know, everyone's like having a chance now to tell their story. And so we're seeing that. And so that's a good thing. And you know, that's changing the game as well.
And I like that. I like that I'm seeing more diverse voices, and it's not all in one spot. You know, back in the day, we had the big three. And if you couldn't get one of those guys to tell your story, you were out, and there was nothing left to do. And so it gives so many diverse voices an opportunity to be creative, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's been great, is you're seeing all these new voices, you know, people like Lena Waithe, and you know, just having an opportunity to create shows that, you know, reflect their story. Shows like Pose on FX. There's just a lot more opportunity now for different shows and, you know, for audiences to find them.
And you know what I like about it? It gives children from diverse backgrounds an opportunity to see other opportunities. Like my son, Brandon, he wants to be an animator. He wants to draw characters and cartoons and that kind of thing, because he sees more African-American cartoons on Netflix, on Hulu. PBS Kids is even embracing diversity and diverse characters. And so that's also an option where you have, you know, people from underserved communities who never saw this as an opportunity or a career choice. Now they can see, I want to be an actor. I want to be an actress. I want to, I can see myself in those costumes. I can see myself in those cartoon depictions, and I can do that as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fantastic. Now, granted, I don't know if you're going to let them watch Good Times, the cartoon.
Hell no!
I'll be there too. Just to bring it all back.
Just to bring it all back to where it started. Now, my husband just sent me a text because he loves Andre Bauer. He loves Andre Bauer from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And you have a column that you just did a couple of days ago. What's the latest on him? Because we love him since he was in Glory. Do you remember? He was Snowflake in Glory. He played the hell out of that boy.
That was kind of his breakthrough. Yeah, he's on our cover this week of Variety, actually.
Yes.
So it's, we have a huge story on him. And you know, he's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's nominated for an Emmy, so that's one of the reasons why we did a story as well. So, you know, we'll be rooting for him this weekend. But, you know, the big thing that we talked about, too, was Brooklyn Nine-Nine and you know, a show that's about cops. And he's played a lot of cops and figures of authority through the years. So kind of wanted to get his take on, okay, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Hollywood and its portrayal of you know, so-called heroic cops and you know, whitewashing, you know, cops on television and film through the years. Now that we're having this reckoning, you know, how will Hollywood rise to that and address police brutality, especially against African Americans? And you know, it's something that a show like Brooklyn Nine-Nine wants to address and is going to address. And you know, and he's sort of, you know, has a challenge for his writers. Okay, let's do this, and let's do this right. And you know, hopefully that's what we'll see in the coming years, because I think all these shows are kind of grappling with that right now. How do we address this, and what do we do going forward?
And you know, you can tell, I know I can, when they have diverse writers on the show, because you think a black person would never say that. or, you know, a black mother. That's never the way a black mother would react. That's not how we interact with police. Talk to me about now everyone being more conscious of making sure that authentic stories are told and we're not just plugging black people in as criminals and the mother crying and, you know, going before the judge and all the stuff that we've had to digest over the years that we didn't really want, but were just at some point just happy somebody gave us a seat at the table.
Yeah, and that's what's been a
point. But we're just at some point just happy somebody gave us a seat at the table.
Yeah, and that's what's been important now is, okay, so yes, there's been representation in front of the camera, but it's just as important behind the camera. You need to have, you know, blacks, Latinos, Asian Americans on writing staffs as well, directing episodes, you know, helping tell these stories so that they get it right. And like you said, the dialogue is accurate. And, you know, that's where, you know, you're really starting to see, you know, movement, you know, all the studios and networks are, you know, they have different programs now and different, you know, mandates to, you know, definitely improve inclusion, especially with writers and directors, the storytellers, the people who are actually, mm-hmm. you know, putting the words on screen. So that's where hopefully we're seeing, you know, some positive change. It's a long road, though. You know, they haven't gotten there yet, but at least they're making the effort, and it's a conversation that's going on. So good news is the conversation's there, and people are now holding them accountable.
Mm-hmm. And people are so much smarter. Viewers and consumers, they can look up boards. They can look up, you know, with Google and everything that we have at our disposal. People will call you out, yeah. and viewers will hold you more accountable. Are you finding that now?
Yeah, yeah. And also because it's so competitive out there, I think the studios, the networks, the streamers, they know that they need to provide these stories or people are just going to go away. And, you know, these are businesses. And so, you know, that always, helps is when you speak to them in their pocketbooks, they pay attention and they know
right.
they need to be better.
Okay, now you got to go, but you got to give me one thing to look out for at the Emmys this weekend. You know, our show, you know, you get all the Hollywood stuff, so y'all partying started on Tuesday. We don't know nothing about that. We in Minnesota, we done turned the heaters on, we got our jackets out, and we're not going to know about the Emmys until Sunday. So during the Sunday broadcast, during the Sunday show, what should we look out for? Who's going to break out? You know, what's going to be the big surprise?
Yeah, well, I think the big winner, probably Watchmen, HBO show, Regina King, and a lot of the cast. You know, that was the most nominated program this year. And so I think, you know, that one, it's already won a bunch of the Crafts Awards, the Creative Arts Awards that have been going on. And so I think that'll be big. And then on the drama side, probably the show Succession. And and then just, you know, just watch it to see if things fall apart, because this is going to be a weird live show where no one knows how it's going to actually work. So I'm kind of excited about that.
I'm doing Zooms with my kids and, you know, mommy, I got boo boo in the middle of an interview.
Yeah.
OK, you know, somebody comes, mom, my skin's itching. Where's the cream? I mean, that kind of stuff. It's happening, you know, and with COVID, it's not like you can, you know, send the kids off to grandma's or, you know, get a babysitter and get them in the house. You're in the house because you don't want to die. So, you know, you are all stuck in that, and there is nowhere to send your kids.
Right,
so
right.
Somebody's kid is going to be a star. That's what I'm predicting tomorrow night, that somebody's child is going to be a star.
I hope so.
Michael, thank you for hanging out with me. I told you, you know what? I'm so sorry. I told you 10 minutes. It's been 48 minutes. I told you 10 minutes. I lied. I did. I lied. I had like a list of stuff I want to talk about.
It was fun. It was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Okay, hold on, because I want to get your address, because I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you some WCCO gear. So don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Okay.
There's nobody else in the building besides me, and I know where the prize closet is, so I'm going to hook him up with some stuff. But if my boss asks, don't tell him I did it. It's the Shaletta Show with 1248.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.